Okay, so good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan session for Wednesday, the 19th of March. Hope you're all keeping well. Thank you very much for joining us. As always, the whole idea of this session, as you know, is for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So these markets have an awful lot to really grapple with. We've had certain moves yesterday. We're going to see how much potential are in those particular trades. And we've got the FOMC later on this evening, which is a really important news event for these markets. Now, we're going to broadcast actually for the press conference from Jerome Powell, because it's going to be really, really interesting. We're not expecting much of a rate decision around rates, but it's really what, I suppose, the summary, the projections, and Jay Powell's rhetoric around whether the Fed, with these current market conditions, which are really quite choppy, as you know, some weaker, softer data, and broadly quite strong, sort of harder data. That seems to be the dynamic with the US currently. We've got this US v EU dynamic playing out, where the Eurozone is in a bit of a rally phase, whereas considerable weakness across the US. And the Fed are going to play a very, very important role in what happens in the coming days, weeks, and months. And we're going to get a little bit of a taste of where we sit with that particular dynamic. So we're going to broadcast later on this evening. We'll get the link out to you guys today, and if you're able to join us for 45 minutes, maybe an hour, depending on how long Jay Powell takes. He'll be asked an awful lot of questions, but it should be quite interesting, and we'll see if there's any good trading opportunities off the back of it. So that's later on today. At the earlier time, actually, we get notification of the news event. I'll show you now in just a second, actually. So we'll start with our risk warning. Take a brief moment to figure out yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. Now, all profitable traders, they need to consider which markets to trade, of course. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk? How do we manage each trade to a successful outcome, along with trading psychology? All very important features, and we address these considerations every day in our live trading rooms, as you know. And we are strong advocates of maintaining a high degree of consistency, accuracy with our levels, disciplined with our capital, and patience. Yeah, it's a really quite important feature to try and develop with these markets. So let's start with reviewing this potential market moving news. So yeah, this is what we were talking about just a moment ago. And if we scroll down, really, we've got two halves to the week. We've got Monday and Tuesday. Not a huge amount. We had retail sales on Monday, which came in marginally weaker, but a lot better than the previous month. So a bit of a mixed bag there. So overnight, we've heard from the BOJ, so they've held rates at 0.5. No major surprise there. Now, this is the event that we were talking about earlier, and we're going to start broadcasting from Jerome Powell because we're not really expecting a move. We will get the economic projections. It will be, you know, are we going to be in a period of pause? Are we going to see some rate cuts again this year? And if so, how many are we going to get? Or could, due to, I suppose, inflationary concerns around the Trump administration policies and the potential uptick, could we actually see a bit of a hawkish stance from the Fed moving forward? And that's going to really determine largely the price action we're likely to experience. And that's really the only major focus really for these markets over the course of the day. So with all this in mind, let's, and we broadcast from, you know, probably 25 past six, just prior to Jerome Powell. We will probably get some bit of volatility at 6 o'clock. This is all UK time, by the way. But 6:30, the press conference, you know, you even if you did get a constructive market move, we really need to hear from Jerome Powell ourselves before we probably engage and take any trades. Okay, so with that in mind, I suppose there's nothing really happening on the bond yield front. Sitting around 4% on the 2 years, sitting around 4.3%, you know, a little bit lower. A little bit higher for a while now. Stable bond yield. Let's bring up. So we're currently in a couple of trades. We're currently in the dollar weakness trade. And we've only got a window of opportunity. We don't really want to be holding this trade going into today. So if we see another leg to the downside, we'll be looking to hopefully book in profits at these lower prices. So a good strong move yesterday. Now, we've got a little bit of volatility around the euro just in the last little while. There is volatility around European markets with Turkey. We're going to get a little bit of analysis on that very, very shortly. So we're seeing big moves in the Turkish lira as a result. Now, one of the things we were waiting for yesterday was a decision from the German parliament around the infrastructure spending bill. And it was approved in the end, I think in the early hours of this morning. We were expecting it a little bit earlier in the day, but they seem to have got that through. So that's why it's quite interesting to see the euro weaken quite aggressively. And there's obviously other factors at play. And markets like the CAC is certainly looking like it's going to roll over. And if we do get below that 8,085 level, you know, you kind of want to be getting out of the trade. So if we take a small loss on that, wouldn't be overly concerned. So we'll keep an eye. And look, this is a structural failure trade for the downside now for the German DAX. Now, again, our expectation was that we'd get a bit of a rally. So what these markets are doing is moving a little bit more in line with the US indices. So there's your structural failure trade to the downside. We're able to get into the NASDAQ, which was showing bigger signs of rollover price action. And we're close to making new lows. And let's see if we rally down to these levels down here. And the last market we are in is the dollar Swiss, yeah, and the CAC. So elsewhere, further down, there's a nice technical opportunity for a bit more of a move. If there is further weakness between now and the FOMC later on today, there's opportunities to get into those trades for sure for a bit more short-term downside. So these the price action is setting up really quite nicely. And this is the potential for the Nikkei to roll over to the downside as well after a strong pullback. Worth having a quick look at the yen. So a bit of a rejection, you'd have to say, of those highs yesterday and today. Now, we're looking for selling opportunities, and this could provide significant selling opportunities. So we're watching this rally very, very aggressively yesterday. And now we're rolling back over to the downside. So we get a little bit of a market update on the yen, but certainly we're beginning to see opportunities to perhaps sell the Nikkei, perhaps start buying the yen potentially. We probably stick to the yen side of the dynamic. Perhaps we've got a bit of exposure now to the indices, and yeah, let's see. This is really worth probably getting out of very, very shortly. We don't want to be holding on to this because this looks like we're no longer heading higher. Now, we do want to get confirmation in terms of the driver behind this particular move. So we'll be looking to get out of that now very, very shortly. Okay, so we can have a look at the yen. We're still, actually, we might get some dollar. It looks like we've got some dollar strength feeding in. Across the board, dollar strength against the euro, against the pound. Yeah, okay, so with this in mind, let's amend our trade plan for the day. So let's get to grips with this. Mixed market conditions. Right, mixed market conditions as we await the FOMC. So dollar weakness, be selective. Bit of a mixed bag really for the dollar as we currently stand. We're currently actually getting a little bit of dollar strength. So we'll have a look at yen strength. See if there's an opportunity in the yen. Further DAX, CAC strength. That would be our expectation, but there's something clearly going on. There's a bit of negativity there. So again, we'll just step back from that slightly. So we had a bit of a turnaround yesterday. This is where keeping your options open proves to be quite useful. further industry strength short term due to lower inflation dynamics that clearly turned around quite aggressively yesterday. That was the idea behind the short term angle. So a bit of short term US industry weakness can be a bit of a play for us for the day. And just gold and oil, let's just have a quick look. So yeah, oil rolled over really aggressively yesterday. We got out of that the day before. So look, we do have a bit more of a longer term bias to the downside for crude oil. The most impressive market without a shadow of a doubt is gold currently. So so we prefer yen strength rather than the a weakening Nikkei, US industry weakness. And I mean, we're putting it up there just because that's probably our expectation, but we're going to get a bit of a pullback at some point, and that's when we would look to try to get into gold. But yeah, very impressive. So we want to keep all options open as market narratives become indecisive, as Trump, Doge, yeah, Ukraine ceasefire policies. Yeah, we can certainly add the Fed in there. Are they going to pause? Are they going to raise? Are they going to cut? I think we're in a period of indecision now, and we get some clarity on that tonight. So that's another driving factor to just be able to keep options open. And yesterday we decided to sell the US indices. It was looking quite a clear-cut trading opportunity, and we wanted to take it. So we want to have a look into a little bit more in terms of why the euro is weakening. We would certainly expect it to. There's a little bit of fear and anxiety, it seems. So that's today's trade plan then. If you've got any questions, feel free to post them to us. And this is why we're kind of broadly mixed, because if we have a dovish Fed, we'd expect risk on. We'd expect indices to rally, perhaps the dollar to weaken. But if we have a bit more of a hawkish Fed, we'd expect the indices to sell off, which is what we're seeing. And we're beginning to see a bit of a stronger dollar. So could we see a hawkish Fed today? That would be quite interesting. It would also be a normalizing of these market narratives if we start to see the dollar actually start to strengthen. And that's very, very possible. That's one of the options that are on the table, is that the dollar that's been weak for quite some time, if the Fed decide to adopt a bit more of a hawkish approach, a higher for longer approach, then you'll probably find that the dollar could be primed actually to strengthen quite aggressively. So keeping options open there is quite useful. So on that note, thanks very much for joining us. Any questions, feel free to reach out, let us know. And we'll switch rooms now to the European live trading mentorship room. So we'll have a look at these European markets and see where the opportunities lie. Okay, so listen, on that note, guys, thanks very much for joining us. The trade plan is posted there into the chat box. And those of you that can join us for the European Trading Mentorship Room, we shall be there available. Momentarily. So look, we'll see you then. Thanks everyone for joining us as always. Take care of yourselves. Bye for now.